Today's shir is Masechtan Dazer Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin on Daf Mem Dalad, Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us Shlosh Shaminim, Asurim Benazer. The Mishnah teaches us there are three halachas, that if a Nazer violates those halachas, he has violated what a Nazer may or may not do when he's a Nazer. Again, the Mefarshim point out that why does the Mishnah use the word Shloisha Minim? Minim is a very interesting word that's usually not used because the halachas of a Nazir are very different, as we're going to express very strongly in today's shir, that even though the Nazir is also in all these various halachas, their rules are very different. So that's why the Mishnah expresses it with the word Shloisha Minim. The Tzaras Yisrael points out the reason this Mishnah that we're about to learn is taught here, because the Tanna here is trying to teach us that why did we previously, when we speak about the different halachas of a Nazir, why were they taught separately? And we will learn that the Nazir, for every one of his violations, if he received a separate hasra, will get Malkus separately. So that's why the Tanna of our Mishnah, explains the Tzaras Yisrael, points out the why is that. Why, if the Nazir violated his Naziris in different ways, will he get separate punishments? Doesn't it all represent just that he violated his Naziris? And because of that, explains the Tzaras Yisrael, because each of the halachas, as we're learning, of a Nazir is very different. And because each of the halachas is very different, that's why he gets punished for each one of the violations separately. The Mishnah is going to mention the various chumras, as we said, that each one of these violations carry. So the Mefarshim asks, that why doesn't our Mishnah also mention that taglachas, the halacha that a nazir may not cut any of his hair, is more chumra than tumor? Because the taglachas, the one who's over the taglachas, is also over besides the violation of the naziris, there's a special pasuk of talo yaval roshay. Whereas a nazir that becomes tamei, there is no special lav in the Torah mentioned. The Torah says a nazir is not allowed to become tamei, but it doesn't mention lav separately, says the Karen Ira, because that is not that's not relevant to what we're speaking in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about the actual halachas of a Nazir and what he's permitted and what he's not permitted. And therefore, it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiveger says that the lav of Tal Yav al Roshoy is a lav that anyone who cuts the hair of a Nazir violates that lav. Our Mishnah is speaking, says Rabbi Kiveger, only about those Yisurim that apply to the Nazir himself. Whereas the lav atal yav al roshay is a lav that even if someone else were to cut the hair of a Nazir would be over this lav. And that's why it's not mentioned. And that's why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, chayim b'tumah b'taglachas. So it points out the Mishnah that tumah and taglachas have a chumra more than yoytzim and a geffen, versus the violation of a nazir eating any grape product. Shatumah taglachas soisrim. The halacha is that if a nazir cuts his hair or a nazir becomes tamei, it forfeits part of the naziris, as we've learned previously. If a nazir becomes tamei while he's a nazir, the halacha is that he's loses all of the days that he counted till now. He forfeits the entire naziris. And if a Nazir hair is cut while he's a Nazir, again, there are differences with how much hair was cut, but certainly if most of his hair was cut and not left enough that it could be bent over, then he loses 30 days of a Naziris versus Hayotzim and Agefen. If a Nazir eats a grape product, ain't, of course it's an Avera, but the halach is, it doesn't, ain't a Soyser, it doesn't undo the Naziris that he kept, till now he keeps on counting his Naziris. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, The halacha that a nozer is not allowed to have a grape product in a way is stricter than the halacha of tumah taglachas. There's never a case where a nozer is allowed to drink wine. And as we've learned, going back to the Masechta, the halacha that even l'dvar mitzvah. One example is if a nozer had first sworn that he's going to drink wine, and then he took upon himself that he's going not, that he becomes a nozer. The halacha is, even though he has an outstanding shvua, points out Tosfos, that he has to drink wine, the fact that he took upon himself naziris doesn't allow him to continue drinking wine. Another example which we spoke about is that, is a nozer allowed to drink wine of Kiddush v'Avdola? There are Rishonim, going back to Machloikis at the beginning of Masechta, Daftal and Amun Aleph, there are opinions that he is allowed to drink that wine, but we said that the halacha is that he's not allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush v'Avdola. There's never a case where a nozer is allowed to drink wine. However, Tumah v'Taglachas, Hutum Meklolon. There are cases where a nozer may expose himself to Tumah, and there are cases where a nozer may take a haircut. Taglachas mitzvah, as we spoke, that if a nozer became a mitzvah, and then he becomes tor from his saras, that he becomes healed from his saras, that the halach is he has to take a entire body shave, then therefore, that's the halach is that, so we see that even though he's a nozer, he's allowed to take a haircut. And the halach, second halach is that even though the Torah is so strict about a nozer not becoming tamei, we did learn the halach is that by a meis mitzvah, the halach is that a nozer is allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah, v'chaim b'tumah taglachas. But on the other hand, tumah taglachas have a chumrah. As we said earlier, if a nozer becomes tamei, he forfeits his entire naziris. And not only does it forfeit his entire naziris, chayav nalav karban, as we've discussed so extensively in our masechta, that the nozer becomes tamei after he goes through tumah, means tumas meis. After he goes through the tahara process, the halacha is that he has to bring three kabbanis, And then he could begin counting again from the beginning. At taglachas enes aseres el shloishim. Whereas if he took a haircut, the halach is it will only undo 30 days, no matter how long his term of naziris is. A haircut only undoes 30 days. And furthermore, the kain ein chayav on carbon. The halach is that when he comes back to start his naziris, he doesn't have to bring kabbanis. The halacha is that that doesn't apply. But as we said a moment ago, taglachas has a chumrah. The halacha taglachas does have a chumrah that a nazir not only may not take a haircut, but no one else may give him a haircut. Whereas by wine or tumah, it's a halacha that only applies to the nazir himself. But Rabbi Kivega says our Mishnah is only focusing on what is the halacha regarding the nazir himself, not what other people who come in contact with the nazir might be relevant to. Begins the Gemara. The tumah le'tuta meklala. Asked the Gemara, we just learned that a nozer, when he cuts exposed to a meis mitzvah, is allowed to become tamei. But ask the Gemara, the halacha ought to be that he should not be allowed to become tamei. Because we should make a kavachoymer miyayin. We should make the following kavachoymer. Uma yayin she'ena soyser. That as we just learned, if a nozer drinks wine, the halacha is it doesn't affect his term of naziris. Still, the halacha is lahat mechlala. There's never a case where a nozer is allowed to drink wine Tumah Shesesaris. So certainly Tumah, which we just learned, if the Nazir becomes Tumah, he forfeits all the days that he kept till now. And it didn't Shalai Tutum Echlola. The halach ought to be that he should not be allowed to become Tumah ever, even by a Meis Mitzvah. Answers the Gemara Tamalaymer. When the Torah tells us that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tumah, the Torah Gdosha says, L'avah v'l'ima l'achav l'chayse lo yitamah. And this pasuk is superfluous because the pasuk already says al nefesh meis lo yavo. He's not allowed to become tamei, and a parent is included in the iser of al nefesh meis lo yavo. Why does the Torah have to say this pasuk again to teach us lo avo v'lima lo yatama, that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei? The nazir is not allowed to become tamei to his parent av matamahu le meis mitzvah, but he does become tamei for meis mitzvah. Ask the Shita, why didn't the Gemara ask a different question? That we can't, that when a Nazir drinks wine, even though, as we just learned, he's never allowed to drink wine, he's not going to bring a carbon. Whereas a Nazir who becomes Tameh, as we just learned in the Mishnah, he'll have to bring a carbon. So that's the way the Gemara could have asked this question. So the Shita answers that if that would have been the question, then the Gemara could have said, well, taglachas yichich, let's look at taglachas, where we don't bring a carbon, and still it causes that he should forfeit at least 30 days of naziris. So we see that these two halachas, that carbon and undoing and forfeiting the naziris, don't travel together. The Taras Nazir actually says that that would be part of the, that's part of the Gemara's question. The part of the Gemara's question is that somebody who's drinking wine should also be mechuyev to bring a carbon. The Karen Oira has a different approach, very similar to the approach that we've been learning from Rabbi Kivager. The Karen Oira's approach is that this is not considered, that this is not considered a chumrah, because when we're referring to halachas of the Nazir, we're only referring to halachas that apply to the actual Naziris. Carbon is not relevant to the actual performance of the Naziris. It's an outside issue. So ask the Gemara, Yayin Yutta Meklala, we said that a Nazir is never allowed to drink wine. So ask the Gemara, a Nazir should be allowed to drink wine because we should make a Kavachayim from Tumah. Ma Tumah. If Tumah, which is such a strong Isser, she's a Seris, that the halacha is that the Tumah causes him to forfeit the days that he kept. Still, we're learning Hutta Mechlala when there's a Meis Mitzvah. The Gemara just taught us a Nazir is allowed to become Tamei. So certainly, Yayin She'ain a Seisser, Yayin, if a Nazir drinks wine, as we've been learning, it doesn't undo his Naziris. Certainly, the halacha should be that Ein Adin She'yutta Mechlala, that under certain circumstances where it's Letzarech Mitzvah, he should be allowed to drink wine. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Miyayin V'sheicha Yazir. And again, this Pasuk is a superfluous Pasuk, because the Pasuk already said, Mikol HaShiyas M'gefen HaYayin Lo Yoichol. What does the teach us this Pasuk? Less a Yayin Mitzvah K'Yayin Rishus, the teach us that another may never drink wine. But then asked the Gemara, Yayin Yistra Kol. The halacha ought to be that if a Nazir drinks wine, that he should cause it to forfeit his Naziris, because we should make a Kal V'Chaim from Tumah. Or Ma Tumah Shota Mechlola. If Tumah, which we just learned, under certain circumstances, the Nazir is allowed to become Tameh by a Meis Mitzvah. The halacha is when he becomes Tameh, when he's not allowed to become Tameh. The halacha is Seseris Esakol. It causes that the entire Naziris should be forfeited. Yayin, shloi hotu mechlala, wine, which we just finished learning, the Torah is explicit in teaching us that a Nazir may never drink wine. Lekol shken sheyister, ought not the halacha be that if a Nazir drank wine, it should cause him to forfeit his Naziris? Amakra answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, by a Nazir that became Tameh, Vayomim harishoinim yiplu. That all the days that he kept Naziris until now should be forfeited. But the Torah is teaching us clearly, Tumah Seseris, that only Tumah has that ability, that halacha, that it causes him to forfeit all the days that he kept, Vena Yayin Seser, but not drinking wine. But now ask the Gemara, Taglachas Tistar Hakol. We've been repeating that when a Nazir has a haircut, the halacha is that he has to do over 30 days. But ask the Gemara, why is it only 30 days? Tister as a kol. The halacha should be that he should have to redo it in time in the Zeris, because we should make the kal v'chaim from Tuma. When it comes to Tuma, the halacha is that a person that's metame the Nazir is not over alive the same way that the Nazir who became Tomei gets Malkus. Yet Tuma has the halacha, so Seres is a kol, Taglachas, Shosba Megaleach Kimisgaleach. That the halacha is, as we've been saying in our shir, that a person who gives a Nazir a haircut also gets Malkus. So shouldn't Taglachas be stricter than Tuma? And in a din, that the halacha is that if a Nazir took a haircut, Shatista Sakol, it should cause that he should forfeit the entire Naziris. Amakra, for this answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Vayamim Rishonim Yiplu Kitime Nizrei, to teach us Tuma Seseris is a call. Tuma could cause you to lose your entire Naziris that you kept till now. Vain Taglachas Seseris a call, but Taglachas doesn't have. And as we learned this Pasuk earlier in our Shir, that so too is the Halacha, that drinking doesn't cause you to forfeit your Naziris. The Rishonim point out, learning both halachas from the same pasuk is not problematic, because the focus is on the tuma. The focus of the pasuk is that only tuma has the ability to cause you to forfeit the entire Naziris, and therefore learning that both taglachas or drinking wine don't have that ability is not a problem. Ask the Gemara, but why should the halacha not be that tuma nasabai mitama kimitama? That the halacha is that by tuma, the halacha should be that the person who makes somebody tamei should have the halacha, just like the nazir becomes tamei, because we should make the following kal v'chaim mitaglachas. Uma taglachas shein aseseres elo shloishim. If taglachas that doesn't have the ability, that only causes you to forfeit 30 days of your naziris. The halacha is also ba magaleach kemisgaleach. That not only if the nazir takes a haircut does he get malchus. Even if someone else gives the nazir a haircut, he gets malchus. Tumah, shesaseres is a call. Tumah that carries with it this chumra, that if a nazir becomes tumah, he causes him to forfeit the entire naziris. Ain't it then? The halacha ought to be shenasba matama kumatama, that if somebody makes the nazir tamei, he too should be over alav. But the Rishonim point out that even though the Gemara is asking a question that the person who makes a nazir tamei should also be considered as over alav, it was never a question that the person should get malchus. Because there's a rule that we've learned through Shas. The halacha is that ain't unshim and adin, that tuma does not have, that we can never give a punishment based on a kavachimer. We could establish a lav based on a kavachimer, but ain't unshim and adin, we can't give punishment. So the Gemara's question here was only that if somebody causes a nazir to become tuma, he should be over a lav. But the Gemara never meant to suggest that he should get malchus. Answers the Gemara amakra. The pasuk says that v'timei roish nizrei, not metames roish nizrei. Only the nazir that becomes tamei, he gets malchus for violating that lav, but it doesn't affect that anyone else. Ask the Gemara, by maybe the halacha ought to be that taglachas loy nasba megaleach kemesgaleach. That by taglachas the halacha should be that somebody who gives a nazir a haircut should not get malchus, just like the nazir himself who takes a haircut. And we should learn a kavachaima from tuma. We should learn the following kavachaima. Uma tuma she seseres as a kol. If tuma, the nazir who becomes tamei, forfeits his entire naziris. Still, lo yosaba metame kemetame. The halacha is that the person who makes the nazir tame doesn't have the same halacha as the nazir himself. Taglachas, which we're learning, shenis seseres el shloishim yoyim. That if a nazir has his hair cut it only affects 30 days. Loikoshkein ought the halacha not to be shloy nasba megaleik megaleik, that the halacha should be that the person who gives the haircut should not get malchus like the person who gets the haircut himself. Answers the Gemara, Amara, Amakra. The pasuk says, Tar lo yava al roishai. The halach is that a nazir is not allowed to have a haircut. Lo yava who? And the Torah uses this wording of lo yava al roishai. And as the Rishonim point out, if the pasuk would have said lo yaver, so lo yaver is speaking to the nazir. And the nazir, the Torah would be telling him, is not allowed to have a haircut. But the Torah says lo yaver. Lo yaver means that the focus is not on the nazir. The focus is on the hair. And therefore, it makes no difference lo yaver who, lo yaver acher. It makes no difference who gives the haircut. The nazir is not allowed to have his haircut. And whoever is involved in cutting the nazir's hair will get malchus. Ask the Gemara, why do we learn that under certain circumstances, we learned in our Mishnah, a nazir is allowed to take a haircut. We identified the case where he was a nazir or mitzayra, and it's worth repeating when we learned the sugya of a nazir being a mitzayra. It's only a case where the individual was previously a nazir, and while he was a nazir, rachmana litzlan, he became a mitzayra. That's where the Torah teaches us the halacha, that a mitzayra, as we've been learning, has to take this entire body shave. And the Torah teaches us that even though he's a nazir, he's allowed to cut his hair. So ask the but we learned that if he was a mitzayra and then he became a nazir, then that's not the case where the Torah allows him to take this haircut. But ask the Gemara, the halacha ought to be that tagachas loy tuta mechlola, that the nazir should not ever be allowed to take a haircut, even when he became a mitzayra, because we should make a kavachayim miyayin. If wine has this leniency, then no matter what, if the nazir drank wine, it doesn't cause him to forfeit any of his naziris. Still, as we've been learning in our shir, there's never a case that a nazir is allowed to drink wine, even when it's a mitzvah. Taglachas, which has the chumrah, that if a nazir takes a haircut, it causes him to lose 30 days of his naziris. Ain't a dinsh like tutum echlala, the halach ought to be that he should never be allowed to take a haircut. Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, regarding the mitzayra, when he becomes tahar, amrachmana by the mitzayri, galchas kol sa'aray es roishoy. The Torah says es roishoy. And then the Torah said, as we discussed, amrachmana es ziknoy. What is the pasuk trying to teach us? If the Torah says he has to cut all of his hair, so all of his hair includes Rosh Hashanah, to teach us that even though he's a nazir, when he becomes healed, he's allowed to cut his hair. We learned that a taglachas, that if a nazir took a haircut, the halach is he loses 30 days from his naziris. Taglachas leitis taklal. But ask the Gemara that a nazir who took a haircut or had his hair cut should not have that halacha. Because we should learn, ask the Gemara, kalachayim miyayin. Or mayayin, shloihot mechlola. If wine, which we learn, a nazir is never allowed to drink wine, still, ain a soiser, it doesn't affect any of the term of his naziris. Taglachas, shloihot mechlola. The case of taglachas, which we learned just now, a nazir mitzayra is allowed to take a haircut under the circumstance of a nazir mitzayra, ain't a din shloi tister. Shouldn't the halach ought to be that when he takes a haircut, it shouldn't affect his term of naziris? And as Tosfos points out, one could maybe argue that will bring a raya from tumah, that even though tumah under certain circumstances is mutter, makes mitzvah, still it causes him to forfeit. So we can't see the fact that it's hutta mechlola should have any relevance to forfeiting naziris or not. So Tosfos says, you can't bring a raya from tumah, because tumah, so seris es hakol, tumah causes that you should lose the entire naziris. Taglachas only causes you to lose 30 days of naziris. Answers the Gemara, when we look at the taglachas halacha, that it causes, that if a person, if a nazir has a haircut, he has to do over 30 days, it's a different point altogether. Because begin in Gittel Seir, as we discussed, the halach is that when the nazir finishes his naziris, he must take a haircut. And a haircut is not considered a haircut if it's not a growth of hair that is a growth of 30 days. And therefore, v'aleka. So what the Gemara is saying is that there's a very fundamental difference between the taglachas that a nazir who the sestira, the forfeiting of naziris that a nazir who became tamei experiences versus the forfeiting of naziris of a nazir whose hair was cut. A nazir who became tamei undoes his naziris, and that's why indeed the halacha is he has to begin the naziris from the beginning. Whereas a nazir who had a haircut, it's not a vort that his naziris was affected. That's not the conversation. The issue here is that the nazir who had a haircut, what really is happening is that there's a problem with his hair. His hair has to be cut at the end of 30 days, and he won't be able to have his hair cut at the end of 30 days, because at the end of 30 days, he doesn't have a hair growth of 30 days. And if you don't have a hair growth of 30 days, then the halacha is you're not able to perform you're not able to perform the taglachas that has to be done at the end of 30 days. Ask the Gemara, but yayin yistah shloshim yayim. The halacha is that if a nazir drank wine, he shall lose 30 days, because we shall learn a kavachayma metaglachas. Ma taglachas? If by taglachas we just learn hota mechlala, that the nazir who's a mitzayr is allowed to take a haircut, and still the halach is, say seris, that if he took the haircut while he was a nazir, he has to do over 30 days. Yain shaloi hota mechlala. Wine which a nazir is never allowed to drink, isn't the halacha ought to be ain adin sheyister that it should affect at least 30 days of the naziris? Answers the Gemara like we just said. Midu hutama, when a nazir who had a haircut has to redo the naziris, it's for a whole different purpose. The reason that he has to redo the naziris is because gidul sar, because he's lacking a hair growth of 30 days. Yayin kaim sara, the nazir who drank wine, which he certainly did something which he wasn't allowed to do, but it doesn't affect who he is and doesn't affect his basic status of his naziris. And therefore, the halacha will be that he's allowed, for the halacha is that even though he did an aveira in drinking wine, and he's going to get malchus for that aveira of drinking wine, it doesn't undo what he kept. A nazir who becomes tamei, the halach is, as we just learned, that he forfeits his naziris. And then when he becomes tahar, the halach is that he has to first go through the purification process of a person who's tamei. That means on the third and the seventh day after he becomes tahar, he has to have the mechatos, the combination of the ash of the paraduma with water sprinkled on him, and then he takes a haircut on the seventh day, goes to the mikvah, and then on the eighth day, he brings three kabbanas, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, a chatas, a oila, and asham. A matzaira, who becomes tahar from his tzaras, on the first day after he becomes healed, he brings two birds, and he cuts all the hair on his body, and goes to the mikvah. Then on the seventh day, again, he cuts all the hair on his body, goes to the mikvah, and he's a tful yoim. And on the next day, on the eighth day, he brings three kabbanas, chatas oil of asham. Says the Mishnah, taglachas tuma ketzad. The Mishnah points out that how does it work with the taglachas of a nazir after become tamei? The halacha is, says the Rosh, that the tefillah comes before the taglachas. There's going to have to take a haircut, this nazir, he goes to the mikveh first. The Rambam doesn't necessarily hold that way. Says the Mishnah, Hayamazer, as we learned in our introductory comments, that they spritzed on the Nazir the Efer, the Mei Chatos, B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi, on the third day and the seventh day of his purification procedures, U'Megaleach B'Shvi, and then on the seventh day he takes a haircut, U'Mevi Kabanos B'Shmini, and then on the eighth day he brings his three Kabanos, a Chatos, an Oila, and an Osham. Gilech B'Yom Shmini, if the Nazir, however, didn't take the haircut on the seventh day, he took the haircut only on the eighth day, then the halach is, maybe kabanos by b'yoyim, he could bring his kabanos on the day he brought the haircut, divrei Rabbi Akiva, so is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Amalei Rav Tarfon, so Rav Tarfon points out to Rabbi Akiva, ma ben zeh l'metzayra, why is the nazir any different than the metzayra? The halach is that a metzayra takes a haircut on the seventh day, and he brings his kabanos on the eighth day. And Rabbi Tarfon is telling Rabbi Akiva that you taught me that if he only brought his kabanos, that if he only took his haircut on the eighth day, then the halacha would be that he could not bring his kabanos before the ninth day. So he's asking him, why are you differentiating between a nazir and a metzayra? The Karen Ayer and the Chazon Ish both point out that from our Mishnah we see that the taglachas, the haircut that the Nazir has to take when he finishes his Naziris, is absolutely essential. Because we're seeing that the Gemara is debating, the Mishnah, we're having Rabbi Kiafra and Rabbi Kiva discussing when can he bring his kabanis. So we see that without the kabanis, he can never be, without his taglachas, he can never bring his kabanis. And therefore, the halach is, as the Chazon Ish points out, the taglachas, if a nazir became tamei, and he did everything that a nazir who becomes tamei has to do, but he did not have a taglachas, he cannot resume his naziris yet. Amalai, so Rekiva responds to Tarfus, when we speak about a nazir, talasa talibiyamav, all he requires to have is chazah on the third and the seventh day, and going to the mikveh on the seventh day. Nothing more is required. The taglachas is not what brings his tahara. Metzayra, tarasa talasa betalaglachdoi. The metzayra is much more required to have the taglachas. And therefore, if the metzayra delayed having his taglachas until the eighth day, ena mevi karbon, he can't bring a karbon on that day. Elm kein haya morav shemesh. Because, as we learned often, a person who's tamei and goes to the mikveh doesn't become completely tahor by going to the mikveh. What he always has to have after going to the mikveh is harav shemesh. So if he only took his daglachas on the eighth day because he has to go to the mikveh, and since he's going to have to go to the mikveh, he's going to have harav shemesh, and then only the next day can he bring his kabanos. So what Rabbi Akiva is saying is there's a fundamental difference between the taglachas of a nazir and the taglachas of a metzayra. The taglachas of a nazir is not here to make him tar. What makes him tar is the hazah and the tefillah. And therefore, once he had that on the seventh day, he could bring his kabanos on the eighth day, even though he did not have the taglachas until the eighth day. The tzoras, however, there the halach is that the taglachas is a part of his tahara process. And since by the mitzayra, the taglachas is part of his tahara process, so the day that he had the taglachas, he has to also have harav shemesh. And since that day, he has to have harav shemesh, he can't bring his kabanos until the next day. So as we quoted from the Chazon Ish, both by a nazir and by a metzayra, that the taglachas is an essential part of his tahara process. No one's suggesting that a nazir can begin again without having a taglachas. The issue between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, rather, is what does the taglachas accomplish? Does the taglachas accomplish that he's now as part of the Tara process and he's not tor, that he should be able to bring kabonis until he has the taglachas? So says Rabbi Akiva, is the situation of a mitzayra, whereas by a nazir, he has to have a taglachas, but that's not what makes him tor. Ask the Gemara. After Rabbi Akiva just gave this explanation to Reb Tarfon, Kivel Mene Eloi, did Reb Tarfon accept what Reb Akiva said or not? Toshma. So says the Gemara, I'll bring your raya. The Tani Hillel. Hillel taught us a brisa. And as the Rishonim point out, the Hillel that's being mentioned here, the Gemara, is not Hillel the Tana, but rather Hillel the Amora. The brisa says, Gilach B'Shmini, that if a nazir took a haircut on day 8, maybe kabbanos machi. He could bring his kabbanos only on the 9th day, which is not consistent with the Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Because Rabbi Akiva says you could bring your kabbanos if the nazir took his haircut, the nazir tomei took his haircut on day 8, he could bring his kabbanos on that day. Gilach B'Shmini, maybe kabbanos machi. Visak datach. If, says the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Akiva's argument, Kivel Menei, so the halacha ought to be, Laisa Kabanaisa B'Shmini, the halacha should be that if he took his haircut on the 8th day, he should be allowed to bring his kabanos on that day. The fact that that's not what this brisa says is an indication that Rabbi Tarfon is still keeping to his opinion. And Tosis points out that the Tanoim, the Chachmei Gemara, were aware that this brisa is following the opinion of talking about a nazir, because otherwise we could have said that it's following the opinion. It's talking about a mitzayra. By mitzayra, Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva don't disagree. Furthermore, by saying that Rav Tarfon did not accept Rav Akiva's argument, and therefore we're saying that and the rise from this brisa, says the Rosh, the only Tana that we found that argues with Rabbi Akiva is Rav Tarfon. So if this brisa, which we just learned, clearly disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, it must represent the opinion of Rav Tarfon. Amar Rav Kafin, loy kasha. This brisa is not necessarily a compelling proof that Rav Tarfon continued disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. Ha, Rabbi Akiva was speaking about the Tava B'Shmini, that he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and therefore he became completely tar, and therefore the halach is, when he took a haircut on the 8th day, the nazir is allowed to bring his kabbanis that day. Ha, this price is referring to a situation, the loy Tava B'Shmi. And as we said when we learned the Mishnah, if somebody who has to go to the mikvah didn't go to the mikvah, the day he goes to the mikvah cannot be considered a day that he's completely tahor, because he still needs Harif Shemesh, and that's why this brisa, even though speaking about a nazir, says that the nazir who only went to the mikvah on the 8th day will have to wait for the 9th day to bring his kabbanis. We're going to be speaking about a zov. The halacha is that somebody who sees only one riyah of ziva, he's not considered a full azov. He's really considered a balkeri. And the halach is, he goes to the mikveh the next day, and he's tar, and he needs Harif Shemesh. The zov that saw two riyas, he has to count Zayin Nekiyim. And on the 7th day, he goes to a mikveh, he has to be Toivel Mayim Chayim, but he doesn't have to bring Kabonis. But a zov that saw three riyas, besides requiring Zayin Nekiyim, on the 8th day, he has to bring two kabbanis. He has to bring Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoina. After going to the mikvah, he goes to the mikvah in a Mayim Chayim. A Mayim Chayim means that he has to go to a mikvah in a spring. He can't go into a conventional mikvah. And that's on the 7th day. And on the 8th day, after the 7th day that he went to the mikvah and he had a Harif Shemesh, on the 8th day, he'll bring his kabbanis. The halacha is that as long as a zov is a zov,
the halachas he may not enter Machne Leviya. We know that Yerushalayim was divided into three areas. The entire Yerushalayim until the Har HaBayis is called Machne Yisrael. The Har HaBayis until the door of the Azara is called, which is the Sha'ar Nikner, is the Machne Leviya. And then from the Sha'ar Nikner and inward is considered the Machne Shechina. The halacha is that a Zav is not only not allowed to be in the Machne Shechina, but he's not allowed to be in the Machne Leviya as well. The Metzora is not allowed to be in any of these three Machnes, and the Tamei Meis is not allowed to be in the Machne Shechina. After the Zav becomes Tahor, that and he has to bring a carbon, and if he didn't yet bring his carbonus, he's allowed to enter Machne Leviya, but he still may not enter Machne Shechina. The Zav that has to bring a carbonus of. So now we have an issue. He has to bring his carbonus, but we just learned he may not enter the Machne Shechina. And that's why that Zav stands by the Sha'ar Nikner till his carbonus are brought. He does, however, as we're going to learn in Masechta Soita, have to stand by the Sha'ar Nikner. He can't just have his carbonus brought on his behalf, because the halach is that when somebody brings a carbon, he has to stand there while his carbon is being brought. So Agamar is going to discuss a Zav who went to the mikveh and didn't have Harav Shemesh. Could he go into the Machne Leviya? We just learned a Zav who finishes his Ziva and goes to the mikveh, even though he hasn't yet brought his kabbonis, and therefore he may not enter the Machne Shechina, he may enter the Machne Leviya. What's going to be the halacha if he went to the mikveh but he didn't have Harav Shemesh? May he enter the Machne Leviya or not? They were talking about the halachas of Azov, and the pasuk says regarding the Azov, he has to count 7 days, and on the 7th day, he goes to the Smayon to have tefillah, says the Braisa, when is he allowed to stand by the Machne Leviya to bring his kabbonos off? If he previous to that went to the mikveh and had a Harav Shemesh in, that's when he's allowed to be in the Machne Leviya. However, if he did not have Harav Shemesh, the halacha is that loy, he may not enter the Machne Leviya. So we clearly see that his opinion is Alma Kosovar, the Tful Yoim Shazov, the Azov that went to the mikveh but did not have Harav Shemeshet, Kazov Dami is treated like Azov and he's not allowed to enter Machne Leviya. So Abayis says to them, Amina Lohan Ano, and I responded, Elam Atar, if that's the case, that when the Pasuk says that that's the Aloch is, that when the Pasuk says, Yom Shmini, that he's not allowed to enter Machne Leviya until he had Harav Shemesh. So as Abaya got been Nazar Tamei, when we speak about the Nazar that became Tamei, that we learned he has to become Tor and then bring Kabbonos off, Nami da Locha should be, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ubiyoyim Hashmini, Yovish Dei Soirim Hashnei Beyoyna, Al Koyin Al Pesach Al Amoyid, Amos Uboi, that da Locha should also be, that he should only be allowed to bring his kabbonos off, this man should tovav also Harav Shemesh. But before Harav Shemesh, he should not be allowed to bring his kabbonos off. Michti. So now the Gemara makes its point. Abaye makes his point. Michti. Sha'ar Nikner heichi kayomin. Exactly where was the Sha'ar Nikner situated? B'Sha'ar Leviya. It was in Machne Leviya, as we mentioned before. V'tanya. V'tamei Meis. Mutter l'karnis v'machne Leviya. That a Tamei Meis may enter the Machne Leviya, v'loy Tamei Meis b'vad, not only a Tamei Meis, ela filo Meis atzmoi, even the Meis himself is allowed to be in Machne Leviya, shenemar, as we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, shenemar, v'yikach Moshe as atzmes Yosef imoi, my imoi, the atzmes Yosef, that everybody, when they left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmes Yosef imoi, where was Moshe Rabbeinu situated? Imai b'machna levia. So we see that the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, had the mace with him. So we can't, says Abaye, bring a raya from what the Torah says by a nazir of Yom HaShmini, Yavish Tesara Pesach HaMoed. Because on the seventh day, he's not allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah. Because this nazir, what is his issue? He's a Tamei Mace. And the Loch is a Tamei Mace is allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah. So the Pasuk must be talking about just when may he bring a Kabban Oysav. The Pasuk's focus is not when he's allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah. Because the nazir was a Tamei Mace was allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah the entire time. Because he's no worse than a mace himself. So similarly, says Abaya, when the Pasuk says, by the Mitzayra, or b'yayim ha-shmini yikach la'shtei sayrim abol afnei Hashem, the Pasuk is focusing when may he bring his kabanas. The focus of the Pasuk is not when may he enter Machna Leviya. Ella, says the Gemara, therefore says Abaya, t'vul yayim shazov, lav kazov dami. And once he goes to the mikveh, once the mikveh goes to the mikveh, the loch is, even though he didn't have hair of Shemes yet, he may enter Machna Leviyah. V'afel gav, v'afel hachoy, but still, since he can't bring his kabanos till tomorrow, kim in the mechusa kapara, since he has to bring a kabanos, since he can't bring his kabanos till tomorrow after he had hair of Shemes, loy ayel. He says that this price is not talking about a tful zov of a zov of shtei riyas. A tful zov of the zov shteirius that doesn't have to bring kabanas, as we said in our introductory remarks. As soon as he goes to the mikvah, he will be allowed to enter the machna leviya. Here we're referring to the person who has to bring kabanas, because the zov that saw three rias, that's when he will not be allowed to go into the machna leviya till the day he brings kabanas. And this is the way he learns the pasuk. If he's already there, why is the Pasuk saying that he's allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah? He should only, the Pesach Azara, Pesach HaMoed is in the Azara, the Memra, to teach us the Machna Leviyah to Machna Shechina. Ma Hosam, just like when we speak about the Azara, Bechusa Kippurah Loi Ayil, until he brought his kabanas, he may not enter the Azara. After Machna Leviyah, Mechusa Kippurah Loi Ayil, he's not allowed to go into the Machna Leviyah until he brought his kabanosav. V'hosam Manolan, how do we know that he's not allowed to go? How do we know that Mechusa Kippurah is not allowed to go into the Machna Shechina? The Tanya, because the Braisa teaches us regarding the Isser of somebody Tamei going into the Machna Shechina. The pasuk says, "Kol negev b'meis b'nefesh adam shiyamis tamei yia." The rabbis tovul yoim that tovul yoim is not allowed to go into the azara. Oy tamasabai, and then the pasuk says, in other words, the word oy tamasabai to teach us the rabbis mechusu kapara is not allowed to go into the azara. But a nazir who became with a tamei meis is allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah even before Harav Shemesh. Even though he too must bring kabanas, a nazir who didn't bring kabanas is not considered a mechusa kaporim, because the kabanas that he brings is not because of kapara. It's a din in his naziris. Whereas a zov, there the chiv karbin is out kapara. And therefore, until he brings the kabanas, he's considered a mechusa kaporim.